says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, indeed.
Country folks can survive.
All you country folks out there doing a damn good job of surviving. And here we are at the Trump Phenomenon radio show with songs like that. Spread our message. I'm James Kelso. I'll be with you for 60 minutes here on December 14th, 2022. And, it's a funny thing. Let me see if my boy can find my phone. Where are you hearing it? We're searching for our phone, folks. Oh, it's down there. Okay. There's such a pattern of people calling right when the show starts. All right. I don't know who that was. But here we are. And thank you for joining us. And let's, what other preliminaries have I forgotten here? I gave you the date, my name, the name of the show. How about a phone number where you can reach the show? Well, I thought you'd never ask. It's 512-248-8252. Don't be shy about calling that number. I've been better. And this year, recently, I've been better at getting you on the air as soon as you call in than I have been in years past. I'm proud of that. I'll continue that upgrade in my behavior. Let's see what can we put out there to spark your thinking for tonight. There's a headline that's out there on Donald Trump has put out that indicates tomorrow, Thursday, Donald Trump is going to make a bold announcement. And there's not much. It's just a teaser. It's just a hint. Let's go to it. Let's take a look at it. He says, I'll start off with this one just to spark your thinking. Trump goes full Clark Kent, teases a superhero announcement. Okay? And this is coming from, well, Trump put it up on his message board to us, which is truthsocial.com. So he's telling you this is really going to happen. There's going to be some kind of a full Clark Kent tomorrow night that we'll have to share tomorrow night. Former President Donald Trump is planning to make a major revelation Thursday, saying, quote, America needs a superhero, unquote. Well, he got that right. Mr. Trump delivered the news in a quick video posted on Truth Social that features a Superman-inspired cartoon image of the former president standing in front of Trump Tower with his shirt ripped open to reveal a T symbol. Oh, I like that. The social media post ends after laser beams shoot out of his eyes. America needs a superhero, Mr. Trump said in the post. I will be making a major announcement tomorrow. Thank you. Mr. Trump announced last month he is running for the GOP 2024 presidential nomination, and he's polling as the front runner. We'll talk more about that front runner status here in tonight's show. There's some great write-ups on that question, and I'm going to share them with you. Let's see if I can't. Let's get to that video to which they allude. Where is it? I don't see the actual video they refer to. Let me hit refresh again. Got to do that on truthsocial.com. Where Donald Trump right now, he shows 4.73 million followers to his channel. Okay, I may find the video here in a bit. I'm getting my chat board up here, communicating with the masterminds in Round Rock, Texas, there at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here we go. Let me get my, there we go. I've got my message board up. So when you call in to participate, I will see your name appear. The speed of light, faster than a speeding bullet, and more powerful than a speeding locomotive. I've forgotten my Superman. You know, last night we had a great new caller. Where was he from? I'll look back. I look back on my message board and I can see where he's from. An older guy like me who he commented, you know, we're in trouble. It was Jack in Massachusetts. Jack, if you're out there, he's not able to listen all the time because of his own work schedule, but I sure look forward to hearing from Jack again. And we'll be speaking to that worry that it might be too late, Jack was talking about. So I'm going to read some messages who share Jack's thought. Let's go to that. Let us go there now. And let's see, I've got them up here on my board. I've got a few goodies for you here. Is this the video?
America needs a superhero.
Okay, that's all he says. There's an audio, or there's a video, but he just makes that one audio clip. America needs a superhero. And now I'm going to find for you. Here's some goodies here. There are a number of goodies to share with you. Here's one. And this again, this comes by way of Donald Trump's own, I think, the best news thread there is. Follow the president's news thread. You can't go wrong. This one is from AmericanThinker.com. Trump defies the odds by Laurel Wellington. I attributed watching President Trump's speech announcing his candidacy for president in 2024 to a sweet indulgence, one that defies the law of diminishing returns. The more that you consume, the more you realize the excellence that makes every bite beyond others achievability. That was Trump in a nutshell, as he delivered elegant, powerful, composed words, feeding hope to a hungry, worn, and worried room with others looking on. Although I use the word indulgence in my description of the man above, nothing about the moment we all face is indulgent. Quite the contrary. President Trump's decision to brave the violent waters that once again face him and his family on our behalf comes at a time when many question whether or not our nation is too far gone to save. That's what our friend in Massachusetts was referring to last night. Personally, I feel we are one step away from the point of no return. That said, a single step can make all the difference. The Democrat Party knows this too, which is the reason the Democrats are so vehemently trying to move President Trump out of their way for the umpteenth time. As he stressed more than once during his first presidential term, they aren't after me. They are after you. I'm just in the way. He now threatens to be in the way again, and his winning will prove to be anything but merciful toward those working hard to bring our nation to its knees upon his retaking the Oval Office. As it is, he has only 4 years to straighten out everything now destroyed. So his disposition, albeit controlled, will be, now listen to this, folks, listen to what this woman says, will be ruthless. Hence, the dance that will look more like a rumble begins. But to say the collective campaign between people and fearless leader isn't fraught with questions is inaccurate. Despite assurances, plenty are worried that this nation won't survive until 2024. You can put me in that column, by the way. Others no longer believe in the validity of elections, so they fail to see how even President Trump could win despite all efforts. Put me in that column there too. Further still is the concern for President Trump's own life. You can really put me right there. I've been talking about this one. As he vows to drain the swamp for a final time, many have been permanently removed for making lesser promises. Let that sink in. She's got that one right. Remember, it was Trump's success that brought about the Democrat Party's and establishment's wrath. And it is that same threat of success that is now their catalyst to divide and conquer the Republican Party while calling him an outdated, egotistical kook. Will President Trump's capabilities be enough to claim victory? Just look at how he inspired us through a single speech on a single night. His is an excellence unconfinable by normal law, economics, or politics, it seems. In other words, I wouldn't bet against him. And then I'll add to her essay. That was a beautiful essay. I just read the whole thing. He's a phenomenon. He's a Trump phenomenon. Okay, that's a good one. I got another one for you here. There are a number of people more articulate than yours truly who are making the point I've been trying to make. Here's one. This is from American Greatness at amgreatness.com. And this is another brilliant lady, Lauren Farrell. Her title is Remember Why You Liked Trump. No, let's see, I'm not reading it with the right inflection. Remember why you liked Trump in the first place? Question mark. And here's another short essay. You're going to like this one. It's been an interesting week of watching people on the right scrambling to sling mud at anything or anyone to which or whom it will stick. Perhaps the most interesting of all is who the blame has fallen to, namely Donald Trump. Most people do not understand the kind of true sacrifice Trump made when he decided to run for office, even though he surely didn't have to. The hatred and other persecutions, the sorts that come with such public sacrifices, have the potential of ruining not only one's own life, but that of one's family. Most people don't know anything about what that's like. Now, let me just interject right here. Who put this up? This woman is writing this essay. It's brilliant on its own merits. But who found her post somewhere out there in internet land and then put it up on Truth Social? That's right. Donald Trump put this up. So you're hearing what she's saying. You're hearing it now through the mind of Donald Trump. He agrees with her. Most people don't know anything about what that's like. Nevertheless, Trump chose to make those sacrifices to expose the unabashed corruption at every level of American politics. Before Trump pulled back the curtain, hey, that was our metaphor last night, was it not? The Wizard of Oz, the curtain. We were using Elon last night as Toto. And they're dedicated to ruining Dorothy and your little dog too. Before Trump pulled back the curtain, we only saw shadows and projections of what was actually happening there. This also kind of makes a reference to Plato's cave back almost 2,500 years ago. We got only rare glimpses of what really goes on behind the scenes. We knew things weren't on the up and up, but little did we know how deep the swamp really was. At that time, the Republican Party was lifeless and without any sense of direction. No one should forget that Trump resuscitated a dying party. He gave it a future. He gave it hope. He was the people's champion among those who felt left behind by the establishment on both sides. He put American politics under a microscope like no other president ever has. I think that is why the last week has been so inconceivable. People who once supported Trump saying that his era is over, that Trumpism is dead, and casting him aside for the next shiny object. I have to ask these people one very important question. Why is Ron DeSantis, a candidate who is similar to Trump in many ways, now viewed favorably by that anti-Trump crowd on both sides? It leaves me with an uneasy feeling and doesn't sit well with me. This does not seem like a coincidence. It seems like an intentional move on behalf of the establishment elites. Indeed, you can be sure of that. Trump stands for everything these people find abhorrent. And he can't be controlled or bought like the majority of those in D.C. During his 4 years in office, he showed what our country could be with no new wars, significantly reduced illegal immigration, tax cuts and deregulation, bringing companies back to America and building a stronger military. It is undeniable that Trump brought an authentic and unique agenda to the table and showed himself to be different from anything the Republican Party has ever had. Chew on that one during the break, and we'll come right back to this woman's brilliant essay.
Their last, Seth Johns. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
What have we learned from the recent election? I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. All of the polls before Tuesday's election predicted a huge red tidal wave, but what really happened was more like a red sun shower. What does this indicate? It could mean that the polls just aren't relevant or reliable anymore. It could mean that Republican voters took massive wins for granted and just didn't turn out to vote. Some will say it's more proof of fraud or a selection rather than an election. I think the results show that far too many people put party politics above their own best interest. Polls showed that the economy and inflation were the number one priority of voters, and polls also showed that voters believe Republicans are better at handling those issues. But voters have been told for years that Republicans are racist Nazis. So maybe many people just won't vote Republican despite believing Republican candidates represent their own best interest. After all, who could vote for Hitler just because milk got too expensive? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
When this war is over. Yes, when this war is over. Boy, I'll tell you what. Can't get over soon enough. The demon rats, the commies, the creeps. You know, I don't watch much of these Walking Dead type movies, but some of them are pretty funny. This is the Biden administration, the Democrat Party. Look at these people. This is like the zombie apocalypse. This is like the Walking Dead. Those movies where the people climb up out of their graves and shuffle towards you with their arms sticking out. These people, like this guy who is the head of spent nuclear fuel, Sam Brinton or something like that, who wears dresses and wears garish red lipstick. And I don't know, what does he think he is? And he steals women's luggage in airports. Huh? Then there's the guy, I forget his name, who wears a kind of a imitation naval officer's suit, and he's somehow part of the Biden health establishment, and he is a she, maybe? He thinks he's a she, but he's not even a good-looking man. And as a woman, oh my goodness. And then there's a whole fleet of people like, this is the Night of the Walking Dead. These are ghouls. Well, all right, let's go back to this brilliant essay. We started with one lady's beautiful essay. Now here's a second one. I'm really impressed with this. Her essay is being featured at American Greatness, amgreatness.com. She says, different from anything the Republican Party has ever had, Trump. While others have become prominent in our political culture after him, no one is quite like Trump. And to think otherwise is ludicrous. Let that sink in. She says that just right. It's ludicrous to think otherwise. Without Trump at the helm for the last 2 years, the rhinos have regained much of the momentum they lost, and they, like the Democrats, cannot stand the thought of another 4 years under Trump. Backing away from Trump now is ill-considered. Make some of your own observations about these strange occurrences and remember why you liked Trump in the beginning. Remember, this is her final paragraph, remember the same people who were attacking him years ago, right here on this show, we gave you many examples, are the ones still attacking him now. Only today, they are using a well-liked candidate who owes a great deal to Trump against him. Who do you think this lady has in mind? Causing a divide and duping everyone in the process. Consider who that really benefits. That says a lot to me. Yeah, consider who benefits. That says a lot to me. That's the end of her essay. That's Lauren Farrell. She is the development coordinator for American Majority. And she is a self-proclaimed political junkie who has loved politics since she was a child. Resides in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, with her fiance and three dogs. All right, I've got a lineup of a whole. I always put up on my screen more than we could possibly handle in any show, and that's the our fate, our common fate nowadays. There's too much happening in any day for any radio host to cover in an hour, even the first hour of events each day. So that's good news and it's bad news, both. Let's go to some more of the things that we will endeavor in vain to cover today. Okay, one of the people who understands how important Donald Trump is and didn't start out as a, well, you'll hear in a moment, didn't start out as a, Steve Bannon calls him a Trumpista. Didn't start out that way. Dr. Robert Malone, a true giant. This man is telling the truth about the vaccine crime. Greatest medical crime in history. Among the top crimes in history, period. Millions of people will die because of this crime. Dr. Robert Malone, he invented this. You know, you can't make this stuff up, folks. He invented, he didn't participate or, you know, study. No, he invented the messenger RNA technology. We'll be back in a moment and you'll hear Dr. Robert Malone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking
white
for
boy
a place,
for
to,
a
do
place
my
to do my thing. Hey, here I am. I've given up on finding me a wealthy woman. I got a lot to gain. Okay, we're back. And, thank you, Merle. Now let's listen to Robert Malone, who is, it's interesting, I'm just, you know, anytime you look up somebody on Wikipedia, if they're a right-winger, a patriot, an America firster, oh, they're going to get the whammy by the commies at Wikipedia. And Robert Malone is no exception. Born in 1959, Robert Wallace Malone is an American physician. We got a doctor here, and biochemist. We got a scientist. His early work focused on mRNA technology, pharmaceuticals, and drug repurposing research. Now, okay, that now we're two sentences in to this supposed article that is supposedly a description of who this man is. Those first two sentences were accurate. But in the third sentence, they drop the hammer on Robert Malone, Wikipedia. This is This is the third sentence. And get how important this is. You know, people out there, now you're in good hands here with Kelso. I appreciate what a genius and a giant Robert Malone is. So you're not going to get fooled here. But if you're just Jane or John Q. Public, you're reading about, you heard this guy, you heard of him, Robert Malone, you look him up on Wikipedia thinking, oh, I'm going to find information about this man. Is this man someone I should listen to? Let me look him up, Martha, on Wikipedia. That's kind of an encyclopedia-like place, isn't it, where they bring in all the facts. You can get the information you need at Wikipedia. No, Martha, you can't. But so here's the third sentence. Malone has promoted misinformation about the safety and efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines. Wow. Wow, you can't make this up. So there you go. All you needed to know about the guy who invented the messenger ribonucleic acid technology that has been misused to create the Frankenstein's monster vaccines. The man himself, Malone, has promoted misinformation about the safety and efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines. Unbelievable. And then they get little shots in here and there. And the man's one of the major geniuses of our time. Early life and education. So here's a cute little way to make a shot at a guy. He's not one of the giants of science and medicine. No, here he is. This is the fourth sentence. Prior to studying medicine, so he just studied medicine, see. He's not one of the most important doctors in the world. Prior to studying medicine, Robert Malone studied computer science at Santa Barbara City College for 2 years, acting as a teaching assistant in 1981. Okay. Now, talk about, you know, the cheap shot, the judo chop in the neck. So, Santa Barbara City College. See, this guy is nobody. That, what kind of a Harvard credential is that? Santa Barbara City College. What else did he study there? Basket weaving? Pottery throwing? It's a cheap shot at a giant of both science and medicine. Okay, now let's listen to the man. So much for Wikipedia and their BS. Let's listen to the genius himself, Robert. Here he is. He's appearing on the Steve Bannon Show. And here's the headline. This is a Jim Hopped article in thegatewaypundit.com. Quoting from this appearance that you're about to hear, he says, it's unequivocal, and the Twitter files make it overt. Dr. Robert Malone speaks out on the deep state, big tech, and the DNC cabal working together to remove Trump from office. Okay. Here he is. This is a voice you want to become familiar with. Get my stuff together here.
Dr. Robert Malone, and you have been you're not a Trumpinista, right, at all. You call it where you see it. Is there any doubt in your mind, sir, as you go back and look at what happened here on the biomedical security complex, that a big part of their effort in this fifth generation warfare was to remove Donald Trump from office, sir?
It's unequivocal, and the Twitter files make it really overt. The involvement of Michelle Obama in advocating for this, there was clearly an effort by the administrative state and its operational intelligence arm to remove a sitting president of the United States and to delegitimize and deplatform him from one of his favorite channels for communication. Whatever you thought about his tweets, I think that, among other things, Donald Trump is an absolute master of fifth generation warfare, and Twitter was one of his major platforms for executing on that. And there was an attempt to pull it away, and they succeeded. And it was a concerted effort on the part of the intelligence community and the DNC. I think we've got to call it where we see it. The DNC got in there and really worked its way on the Twitter leadership. Okay.
But I want everybody to remember this. This is the key point of anything you take away today. Whether we're talking about the laptop from hell, whether we're talking about the biomedical state, Fauci, all of it. It was all on Trump's watch. My point is the administrative state runs the country. And there, it's like the Praetorian, it's like ancient Rome. At the end of the Republic and the beginning of the Empire, you had a Praetorian Guard, the elite of the elite troops inside, because you couldn't bring legions into Rome. You know, Sulla did it once and was cursed forever. They had a thing. You could not bring the legions into Rome, but they had a group, many divisions of legionnaires that were called the Praetorian Guard, and they guarded the emperor. And eventually they started saying, hey, you know what? Maybe we start picking guys from our ranks. Maybe we start picking guys. Maybe we start selecting people. What the administrative state is nothing more than the Praetorian Guard of the Roman Empire. Roman Empire. And you have to take this to its logical conclusion, or we're going to be nothing more than what the Roman Empire, the debauchery, the lack of focus on the people, the anti-populism of it all, right? That's where we're going to end up. That's where we're going to end up. And it's clearer and clearer with every day. So it's now up in your grill. Dr. Malone, and this is why what DeSantis is doing one level, he's at a state level, but what is in the specifics there will have national and global implications. Because DeSantis, you can say anything you want about DeSantis. He's a guy who knows how to burrow down. He's like a honey badger. Once he's on something, he's going to get that jaw on it, lock on it. He's going to lock on it, and trust me, you ain't going to get him to unlock, right? So my issue with DeSantis is the people behind DeSantis, the Paul Singers and the Ken Griffins, and these are not good guys, and they don't have good plans for the nation. Dr. Malone, you got a very special announcement. The book, Lies My Government Told Me, is a blockbuster, and it's a revelation. Tony Lyons and Sky Horse, can you just make the announcement, Dr. Malone?
Okay, that was good. That was more Kevin Bannon. But you got to hear Dr. Robert Malone there in that little clip. That was good. Part of your quandary and mine, the question we all wake up asking ourselves every day is, who can I trust? Who can I believe? What the hell's going on? So you have to make your choices, folks. Really find some people that you can trust. Steve Bannon, I think, is one of them. Robert Malone is one of them. And or Donald Trump is one of them. And stick to that group. We got to stick together and just put our heads down and head forward. I'm keeping an eye here on my message board in case any of you call in. Let me give you that number again, 512-248-8252. All right, maybe we'll get one or two more gems in here. I'm getting a message here from our incredible, brilliant engineer, producer, mastermind, Mike, down in Round Rock, Texas. I don't know if you've noticed, ladies and gentlemen, as I have, I think he's the guy making these radio spots and these promotional pieces. And what a talent. He's got this kind of this lounge music, kind of ultra cool sound, and a tremendous voice for radio. And so some of these promotions for the Republic Broadcasting Network are really, really well done on a shoestring. But they're better than what the big budget people put together. It's Enjoy the ambiance that you hear. This is all homegrown stuff that Republic Broadcasting is making. There's some really smart people in there. I'll exclude myself from that description. Let's find another one here. I'm just going to give you a potpourri here, a mélange of messages that are, I think, hopeful. Here's one. I'm reading these off of the Gateway Pundit. Representative Andy Biggs, Kevin McCarthy will not win the speakership on the first vote. Several Republicans have excellent resumes to win. Okay, that's a hopeful thought. You know, even if McCarthy does actually make it to the speakership, he's damaged goods. He will be on a shortened leash because of this fight. So God bless the people who are fighting against a McCarthy speakership. You're clipping his wings. I'll mix my metaphors. You're clipping the wings of this rhino, Kevin McCarthy. So even if he gets the speakership, I believe people like Jim Jordan, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene will be running the show in the Republican House. Kevin McCarthy will not be leading them, those people, around by the nose. Ain't going to happen. Matt Gaetz being led around by the nose by a nitwit like Kevin McCarthy? I don't think so. So don't lose too much sleep over whether Kevin McCarthy makes it or not. I hope somebody like Andy Biggs becomes a speaker. It'll be better. That will be better. And the fight will, the charge will be faster and stronger, and you know, we'll be in better shape. But don't worry, McCarthy is not going to pull a Mitch McConnell on the House, I believe. Now let's find another one here. I'm looking at the graphic here for this announcement that the president is going to make tomorrow. And you just heard Robert Malone saying, I think Donald Trump is one of the true geniuses at fifth generation messaging. What does fifth generation mean? Well, in military lingo, fifth generation is the beyond. Those are the fighters, the jets, the weapons that are just unmatched. So Malone is saying Donald Trump's he's a fifth generation message creator. And so get ready for some fifth generation work tomorrow as Donald Trump rips apart his dress shirt, loosens his tie, and reveals on his chest a big T where you would expect to see an S for Superman. All right, let's go to another one here. Something else that's encouraging. Here's one. These are all coming off of thegatewaypundit.com. Time Person of the Year, Ukrainian President Zelensky just shut down the court that investigates corruption. You can't make it up. What a creep Zelensky is. What a criminal. How many Ukrainians are dying because Zelensky's a madman, unhinged? Good Ukrainians being used as cannon fodder by this madman. Here's a great one. It was all a setup. I'm ranging around the world here. We're covering the waterfront. It was all a setup. The Brazil uprising update. The protesters who set a bus on fire down there were all former felons. How do you become a former felon? They were dressed as Bolsonaro supporters. Oh, I see. Exactly as happened in the Capitol on January 6th. FBI agents dressed as, who knows what they had on underneath their outer garments. They may have gotten some of those undergarments from Melania's wardrobe that they pawed through so eagerly. so lustily. But outwardly, they were wearing Donald Trump supporter outfits. And the creep, Christopher Wray, when asked directly, were there FBI agents in Trump supporter costumes in the Capitol before the doors were opened by the FBI? Remember those Columbia doors, 20,000 pounds, 10 tons, 20,000 pound bronze doors opened from the inside. We'll take a break. Come on back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American. Where
forget back, folks. The men who died. And here's a bright note on which to bring our show. Is this bright note is what's going on in Brazil. I've never been to Brazil, never studied Portuguese, which is the language of Brazil. And the Brazilian people are amazing us right now. They are, this is happening on a daily basis. You're not seeing it on your boob tube, your CIA, and let's face it, you know, you can use whatever acronym you want to, that owns our media, CIA. They have unlimited funds. They've been buying media, controlling media, buying people like Anderson Cooper, who I'm sorry to say is my cousin, through his mother, what's her name, Gloria Vanderbilt. I'm a Vanderbilt. So this CIA, FBI, deep state controlled media, they're feeding you crap. They're giving you false material that they make up, and then they're deleting the reality. In Brazil right now, the reality is that tens of millions of Brazilians, patriot Brazilians, who are the Brazilian analog to you folks, the Trump MAGA movement in America, they're in the streets every single day. In every single Brazilian city. This is the biggest mass protest in the history of planet Earth. And you're not hearing a word about it. By the way, just as a side note, I know I digress too much thinking of things that aren't being reported. I saw somebody, I think, on Real America's Voice, internet TV. Guess how much the stuff that you and I talk about, Elon Twitter's revelation that Twitter was used to destroy Trump. Guess how much that's being covered on the lamestream CIA-owned, controlled, FBI-owned, and controlled media. Guess how much, how many minutes, this is as of yesterday, how many minutes of coverage have they given to the Twitter bombshells? Zero. Zero. Unbelievable. Can't make it up. Anyway, they're not covering Brazil, but it looks like the Brazilian military, if they're going to do it, might move to save Brazil this week. We'll talk about that more tomorrow night. You don't want to miss it. And Donald Trump, our superhero, rips apart his shirt tomorrow night. See you then.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.